Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Je ne veux pas travailler. Je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement oublier. Et puis je fume.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Imagine a Hollywood soiree circa 1927. Your cosmopolitan hosts serenade you in virtually any language from French to Portuguese to Arabic. You linger for hours sipping a brightly colored cocktail called a pink martini. Well, if this sounds appealing, then have we got an album for you. Hey Eugene is the latest release by the 12-piece Portland band Pink Martini, and I'm pleased to welcome the band's pianist and founder, Thomas Lauderdale, and lead singer, China Forbes, to soundcheck to the two of you. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Thomas, you formed the band, is this right, back in 1994?
That's right.
To open, like, for political fundraisers.
Well, yeah,
we opened,
you know, there was an anti-gay ballot, an attempt to sort of legalize homosexuality in the state of Oregon. And so I brought, as part of that campaign in opposition, the Del Rubio triplets, three gals, three guitars, wearing miniskirts, singing covers of Whip It and Walk Like an Egyptian. But I needed an opening act, and so I threw on a cocktail dress and started the band.
And started the band, yeah. Pink Martinis. And were you at that stage, I mean, there was certainly a political context to
That's
what
right.
you were doing.
Yes.
Was there any kind of political subtext to the songs that you were playing?
You know, not so much. I mean, it's not really a political... I mean, we don't really do sort of protest songs. It's not like a Bob Dylan or a Joni Mitchell or anything like that. It's really more like a Hollywood musical. But I think that the band itself is pretty political. There's an inherent political quality, I think, to it in the sense that we're an American band performing songs in 12 different languages. And traveling sort of around the world and hopefully, in a sense, being musical ambassadors for a different kind of America, which is much broader and much more diverse.
And that that ambassadorship requires you to sometimes write your own songs, but also to kind of look back at some classic songs. You had said at one point somewhere that if you were to play an old song like Tea for Two, it would be because you had something new to say about it. What is there new to say about Tea for Two?
Well, Tea for Two, you know, there's not necessarily a whole lot to say about Tea for Two, other than it's a fabulous song. And but it's never, it hasn't really been, strangely enough, it hasn't been recorded that many times. And it, in my recollection, it really hasn't been recorded very much in the last 30 years. I think the last recording that I have of somebody singing it is maybe Blossom Dearie,
mm-hmm.
Which is from the 1957, I think.
Well, let's hear your recording of it with guest vocals by
Jimmy Scott
from the band Pink Martini.
Upon my knee, just tea for two and two for tea. Just me for you and you. No friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known that we own a telephone. Dear, day will break. You'll awake and start to bake a sugar cake for to take for all the boys to see.
The band is Pink Martini. The album is Hey Eugene. This is their arrangement of Tea for Two.
I would say also that, you know, the significant about the thing about this one is that it's much slower than it's normally played.
What's striking to me, we're speaking with Thomas Lauderdale, the founder and pianist and singer at China Forbes. China, you sing the first verse and then Jimmy Scott comes in. It sounds like the same voice.
That's weird. We didn't plan that, but I don't know.
Maybe 80 plus years old.
And Thomas is drawn to women with low voices and men with high voices, and we kind of meet in the middle.
So. Yeah. Now, it is your job, China, as the lead singer for this band, to learn to sing in Portuguese and French and Arabic and stuff like that. You know, that's...
up for all the homework I did not do in college, I think. Now I have to study a little bit more than I planned. But Thomas is constantly either, you know, finding old songs in different languages, like the Arabic song, which was terrifying for me. When I heard it, I didn't think I would ever be able to do it. But he found the professor of Arabic at Portland State University, and he coached me extensively in the studio while I was recording it. So 6 hours later, I had the song memorized.
In 6 hours, that's not bad, because, you know, Arabic is a notoriously difficult
language
to pronounce. Do you have to do that for every song?
No. I mean, I speak French. I speak Italian. Spanish is similar to those languages. So there are languages like the Romance languages. I really understand everything I'm saying. But in Japanese and Greek and Arabic and German and Portuguese, it's a different story.
All right. The song you're talking about is called Bukra Obadu.
Bukra Badu.
Bukra Badu. See, it is hard to pronounce.
Bukra Badu.
It's 1950s. Egypt has had a huge film industry for many years, and this is from that.
Yes. I don't know the film, but Thomas knows all about it.
All right, here it is from the band Pink Martini and the album Hey Eugene.
Bukra bes yubadu
Bukra ubadu Bukra ubadu Bukra ubadu Bukra ubadu Ili wa anni hayu fi bwadu Ili wa anni hayu fi bwadu Kula bukra bes yubadu.
Bukra ubadu Ubadu, I'm never going to...
Okay.
Close enough, is the name of the song from Hey Eugene by the band Pink Martini. We're speaking with their singer China Forbes and with the band's founder and pianist Thomas Lauderdale. Thomas, you know, China's talking about studying with this professor of Arabic languages out at Portland State to get the pronunciation and all that kind of stuff. What kind of level of research do you have to do when you're uncovering these songs, the older ones that
well, you know, I mean, it's like it's a huge adventure. It's like going to record shops, it's going to libraries, it's going through old sheet music, you know, it's talking to people from different countries. Like whenever we travel and go to a different city, you know, it's like a huge adventure, and it's a lot of fun to do this kind of research.
So what are you looking for specifically?
Beautiful melodies and hopefully beautiful lyrics.
And also unknown songs, like songs that are beautiful that people never discovered, like Tayatan, for instance.
Right.
So, and how authentic, once you've settled on these songs, how authentic are you trying to be in your presentation of them?
We're a band of people from Portland, Oregon, so I don't know that.
Yeah, now what's going on there? What's in the water there in Portland, Oregon?
You know, George W. Bush used to call...
No fluoride, actually.
George W. Bush used to call Portland, Oregon, Little Beirut. I mean, it's a very activist population. It's very sort of progressive and liberal and green. And Oregon is just a very different state than the rest of the Union. And in fact, you know, there's that old sort of joke that there was a fork in the road, and people who could read the sign went north to Oregon.
I'm sure they appreciate that joke in California. And
we don't really tell that joke south of the border.
But I mean, you know, Portland, you've got the Decembrists, but you've also got like the pirate rockers who dress up with parrots on their shoulders and go arg all the time.
You have March 4th marching band. You've got like Everclear, Pavement.
Yeah, so there's an awful lot of stuff going on.
It's cheap. Part of what it makes Portland so great is that it's historically been inexpensive. So you could actually like afford a pretty great life and not have to go bankrupt.
All right. So now I derailed your answer to my more serious question, which was, you know, how authentic are you trying to be? And you are a group of people from Portland, Oregon. Mm. And so you're not trying to sound like members of a Cuban conjunto band from 1950 or,
That's
you
right.
know. A French musette trio or quartet from 1932 or something like that?
No, I think, you know, I think it's interesting sort of we're crossing different kind of cultures and being sort of citizens of America in the year 2007 doing it. I mean, all of us, you know, come from different backgrounds, jazz, classical, symphonic, pop, folk, rock, Afro-Cuban, and all of us in the band sort of... have studied different languages and have different passions. And so all of that goes into the writing and the arranging of the songs.
Now, what about the kitsch factor? I mean, there are people who will see a group of younger people from America doing these old songs from Cairo and Paris and Havana and think, you know, it's tongue-in-cheek, they're
You know, it started out as kitschy. I mean, you know, again, with the cocktail dress and I Dream of Jeannie and that whole sort of vibe, it really had campy
I Dream of Jeannie? You didn't get into that part of the story,
yeah,
Thomas.
Yeah, that was, you know,
the early
swept
years.
Under the early years. But when we started recording the first album, it really made sense to kind of really approach, I think, the beauty of that period or of the past with a great amount of earnestness. And so I think that hopefully... the kitsch factor is low. And
we ditched the kitsch.
We ditched the kitsch.
And you're no longer in a cocktail dress when
Not
you're at
today.
The piano. Okay. Now, you do write many of your own songs, including the title track from the album, Hey Eugene. What's the story here, China?
Oh, that's a story from my old days in New York City. I'm not from Portland. I'm actually from the East Coast. And I lived here
But you could
for
read
years.
The sign, so you turned north.
Yes, I did. So that's about a boy I met at a party in the East Village, and he was really a great dancer, and we had this amazing night, and he practically begged me for my phone number, and then I never heard from him again. So I wrote this song about it and amused myself and got over my heartbreak.
All right. I guess this is the first single off of the record of the same name from the band Pink Martini.
To the elevator and went to write my number on a soggy paper towel, and the car went down. When we were finished making out, we noticed that your skinhead friend was gone, long gone. And you looked into my bloodshot eyes and said, is it too soon if I call you Sunday, Eugene?
Hey Eugene is the name of the song and the name of the new record by the band Pink Martini, based in Portland, Oregon. We're talking with China Forbes, lead singer, and Thomas Lauderdale, the founder and pianist of the band. So, Hey Eugene, China, not a reference to Eugene, Oregon.
No, that was just a coincidence. But it does go over well when we play it there.
Mm-hmm.
This boy actually was named Eugene. I'm hoping to bring the name back into hipness.
And you never did find out the name of his... Skinhead friend.
Not
who,
really a
disappears
skinhead. He had
from...
a shaved head, but right. It just sounded better.
Made better lyrics.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Thomas, I mean, even with this song, modern song, I mean, not very old at all, there is, it sounds like a very conscious attempt to produce it, so that it sounds like something that came off a mid-1960s Dobie Gillis record or something
That's
like
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
That's what
Thank you.
I mean, was that the intent? Is that the intent?
I think so. You know, I mean,
and if so, why?
I mean, it's the most. You know, it's so different from the rest of all the repertoire in the band. this particular piece. And I think that when we were working on this third album, really we thought of it really as the cornerstone of the third album. We've been playing it playing this song for years and years, and everybody's been asking for it on a recording, and so we just decided to go for it.
So do you think that, I mean, a lot has happened in music, and you know, since the time period of a lot of these songs that you've covered, and since the time period that you're evoking with that arrangement. Do you think that music has lost something, or have we forgotten something that you're trying to bring back with this band?
I think the huge goal with the band right now is to again, like, really create beautiful songs, songs with beautiful melodies and hopefully beautiful lyrics. And I think that there's a lot of beauty actually right now in American popular music. I think Rufus Wainwright, for example, is making really beautiful music. And I think that there is that we've, for the last two decades, there's been a lot of harshness and a lot of ugliness and a lot of just noise. And I think that slowly it seems to me that modern American music is really rediscovering the beauty of a beautiful melody.
Hmm. So an old-fashioned idea whose time has come around again.
I think so.
You mentioned before a number of the members of the band, yourself included, have classical training, and you've done some work, you know, playing with orchestras in the Northwest and various other parts of the country. We've seen a little bit more of that. You're at Carnegie Hall tomorrow night, but it's without an orchestra. It's just the 12 of you, right?
Actually, they're going to be 25 of us.
Oh my God.
Whoa, so you're like an orchestra unto yourselves
We brought 10 string players, and Jimmy Scott's going to play, and we brought our harpist and a koto player. And
wow.
So there'll be 25 of us.
All right, including Thomas Lauderdale at the piano and China Forbes leading the way, singing in up to a dozen different languages. That's tomorrow at 8 p.m., at Carnegie Hall. The new album is called Hey Eugene, from the band Pink Martini. Thomas, China, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow on Soundcheck, serious art critics have either been laid off or forced into early retirement at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Chicago Sun-Times, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and New York Magazine. We'll ask why now and whether anyone can step in to fill the gap. Also tomorrow, live music from the Austin, Texas band Future Clouds and Radar. There are many ways to listen to Soundcheck. You can find our archives and podcasts online at WNYC.org, and you can leave your comments on our website as well. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter, with Patrick Rivers and Alicia Abbott. We produced the crap out of this show today. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon, and we had help from Adriana Rodriguez. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck.